Far.
Helpless on his own. You're saying you can't leave Bonnery all by himself.
Hi.
You want me to get into my gummies again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm high. Welcome to Dylan. I mean,
welcome to Dylan. That is not a phrase. I think that's the fastest you've ever said anything odd.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're the Cunning Buffoons. I'm Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
I said, are you ready?
I said, sure.
I'm sure. But not like I'm sure, like my I'm sure. Like I'm sure.
I'm sure. Oh. Do it in your accent. It'll sound like an actual name.
No, that didn't work. I'm sure.
So where all have y'all been today?
Murfreesboro.
Physical therapy.
How'd therapy go?
Alright.
They make you twitch your thigh again?
Okay, make me tired.
I feel that.
Bro, what are you talking about?
So you
I'm tired.
You just went and watched him do therapy?
No, he didn't even go. Watch.
Why would I go watch him do therapy?
I don't know.
He was late.
I was late. But I was still here before him, so that's all that matters. So who's the late one, actually?
And then y'all went to Murph. Y'all done all this morning. Like, y'all got a lot done.
Yeah. It's only two.
How many card shops you go to?
Just one.
They had everything we needed.
Yeah.
Best card shop we've been to.
That is actually a really good
Never
card
going
shop.
Anywhere else.
Grand Slam in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Pretty good, actually. Shout out to them.
So they had all you needed. You went
Everything.
In there, you grabbed it, you walked out.
Well, it took us a minute to, like.
You perused a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
We're making fun of some people.
We were.
Why? Why you gotta make fun of people?
What was his birthday? And he pulled nothing.
I was really hoping I'd pull, like, I said, I'm going to pull it, I'm going to rip this right in front of him.
So wait a minute, it's your birthday?
No, it's the guy who was their birthday.
It's his birthday, yeah. And you're like, let's ruin his birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. But we didn't do that.
That's guys for you.
It's, they work at Cooper's still. They have Cooper's still shirts on, that's all I know.
So they work at Cooper Steel, or they just have Cooper Steel t-shirts?
No, I asked them if they work at
okay.
Cooper Steel, yeah. And Shelby,
like,
and they were
work
like,
at
yeah.
Cooper Steel? And they were like, yeah, we work at Cooper Steel. We're here for our cards.
No, one of them was there for his cards. The other one was like, I'm not into this crap he is, though.
Oh, that's something else, like, guys of all ages are just chill.
Yeah,
for the most part, like there's some douches out there. There always is, but like you guys roasting a dude on his birthday, probably he enjoyed it.
Well, we weren't actually roasting
him. I mean, not really, but
we were joking about opening a pack. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, joking around and cutting up with people, asking if you work at Cooper Steel, you know, all that type of stuff. Guys will trash each other. And cut up and have a good time. And the one guy was like, I'm not into this crap, but he is. How much stuff over the years have you two, one of you is like, I'm really interested in this. The other one's like, that's retarded.
Today, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Don't like bestiality.
But does that make sense?
Stop.
There's a difference between capturing them and putting them in a ball and capturing them and trying to breed them. Completely different level.
No, I told
don't
them
get into bestiality.
I told them there are some weird ones that people are like, yeah, hey, I would do it. I would do it. Like, no, stop. It's a dog. Stop.
Yeah, I guess
or,
that makes sense.
Or it's a bunny. I know it's on 2 feet. It does not matter. Stop.
Yeah, but like you two can have completely different interests and still roast each other, still hang out. One of you will go like watch the other one do the interest they don't even like just to roast you and have fun. Girls, oh, you're into this? I can't hang out with you. It's like,
fair enough.
They're so rude to each other.
The only thing I don't like about what he does is he always goes to the clearance section. I don't like it, but I still go.
The clearance section?
Yeah.
Why do you not like the clearance section?
Never been over there.
You just never been over there?
No, not until I met this guy.
The clearance section where?
In Walmart.
Yeah, dude, you go to the clearance aisle in Walmart.
Oh,
there's
you know.
A discount section in TSC. There's a discount section in Lowe's.
You know, I know the routine now. Just that at first, I did not like it.
Why not?
Because Aaron taught me to go in, get what you get, and go out.
Yeah, but if I'm going to Walmart with you, I don't know what I'm getting.
That's crazy. I know what I'm getting most of the time.
We're looking for one thing.
Yeah. I usually go in with a plan. It's like today I went in. They didn't have no cards, but I needed a conditioner and shampoo, not body wash.
That's why I went to Walmart.
I grabbed those things and I walked up.
I didn't need body wash, though. I just needed shampoo.
And then I'm like that, too, with a lot of shopping. But, like, if I'm going into Lowe's, I'm going to check the discount section in case they got something I needed anyways. Mm-hmm. If I'm going into TSC, I'm going to check all the power tools discounts because sometimes, like, they'll be discounted in the case. And then I'm going to go check all the hand tools. And I'm going to check the clearance section in the bank. And sometimes I'll go outside and check the clearance section out there. Just in case there's a tool or something I was going to need anyways that's, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm rich. I don't know.
You just loaded. I see how it is. Dang.
Don't even ask me how much money I spent on cards today.
$400.
That's pretty spot on. Like, I'm not joking. You're off by $6.
I spent $50 and I got nothing.
He got nothing.
Nothing.
The man who's always complaining and is like, I can't pay my insurance because I don't make enough money. I can drive $50 on cars. I see how it is. You got a rich friend, though. You got to keep up with him a little bit. Are you rich or do you just work a lot of hours and are single?
Both.
No, it's one or the other.
Well, it can be both.
No, it can't.
Well, you ask, is it rich and I'm wait.
Rich is like, I don't work a lot of hours because I'm just loaded. Mm-hmm. But I work a lot of hours and I'm single is different because you got to work for it, you know.
It's definitely the second one. Freaky.
So what's it like being single, Dylan?
Amazing.
Do you say that or is it lonely sometimes?
It's lonely. I won't lie. It's lonely sometimes.
I could see myself going crazy.
I'll scroll through Instagram and like it's like all couple stuff for some reason right now.
Oh.
And I'm like, bruh, okay, look.
Are you logged into his Instagram and just spamming couple stuff so he'll?
No, I'm spamming it because I like it.
We'll find you a girl.
Nah, I can't help it. I'm a hopeless romantic, so I like all that freaking.
Nothing wrong
like
with that.
The one I sent you where it's I want you to know that one.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Does he not have a girl because he's waiting on, like, one to just put butterflies around his head?
He doesn't have a girl because he's gay.
That would explain a lot. Why didn't you tell us this sooner?
I'm sorry. I didn't want nobody to know. Now everybody knows. Thanks, world.
I mean, there's, like, four people that watch it, and most of them are your family, so that's we're not worried about it.
Yeah. My mom already knows.
That's surprising.
Oh, man. 100%. I'm joking, by the way.
No, we got to keep this going. We're going to play gay roulette.
All right.
12 years later, two kids. It's like, what? This dude don't back down soon. I'm going to start to think he's gay.
Oh,
Malachi's out of it today. You already in camp mode?
Huh? No, I am out of it. My brain is not here today, asking Dylan. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Bro was like, okay, we're at Toots, right? I always forget sometimes which one I like is what, fried and grilled, but I like fried. So he said fried. I was like, oh, yeah, fried. And he goes to him. He's like, fried. No, grilled. No, fried. I'm sorry. Like, Bro might just be stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Are you already in camp mode?
You mean having my brain off half the weekend?
Yeah. He's already in like, all right, ready to shut down.
No, I pay attention in camp.
You pay attention. You look over there, they'll be talking about stuff. Malachi's over going.
Hey. He will this time.
So look, tomorrow they do the
he
All-Star
won't be paying
banquet.
Paying attention to what they're saying.
Right. Tomorrow they do the All-Star banquet. This is my button.
Why?
I have taught you to be more snazzy than that. You got a brand new brown vest to take with you, too. You need to try it on tonight.
Is that the fit?
Button up.
Is that the fit? I would suggest a ponytail, though.
Yeah, I have to take this off.
We're going to put that brown vest on you tonight.
No, you're not. I'm leaving tonight.
Well, we'll do it here in 5 minutes. I'll be like, put this vest on. Shut your mouth, boy.
Do it.
If you give me that box.
No. Worth a shot. That $400
box. $155
box. So, I both completely am confused by that aspect, but also I understand it because of growing up around magic and all that stuff. Yeah. To where, like, even then, the guys, you know, the money the guy spent on cards, I was like, this is retarded. But then they would have certain rare cards and be trading, and people would be paying them crap tons of money. And then some of them would lose their tail end because they were idiots. But, you know,
well,
that's
I asked them if they bought cards.
What did you say? I didn't hear that.
They don't have a spot for them yet.
Hmm. But that's what I'm saying.
Because I would sell them that Bonnie card.
They had that PSA. I'll do that first.
But that's what I'm like. Some people make money in it, some people don't. And like a lot of the magic cards are still worth money. So, like, I understand it because there's a niche and there's people that will be interested and probably always enjoy it.
Sadly, none of mine because I have some. I was going to get into it because one of my uncles was into it. But I was like, I don't get this game at all.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the games y'all play now.
Yeah, One
Piece. Some of the cards, like One Piece, is probably going to be like magic. It'll probably be around for a while. How long has One Piece been running on normal?
If I'm correct, 1999.
Yeah. So, like, more than likely, the card game will stick around for a while.
Pokemon's been around for a while, too.
Yeah, but Pokemon's retarded.
Oh, goodness.
Who's going to invent a hunting show and not allow the animals to get killed?
Japan people. Japanese.
That's what they're doing. They're hunting these animals for live capture and slavery instead of for food.
Yeah.
Now, if they were hunting them down and it showed them cooking them, I'd be like, okay, cool.
I mean, yeah.
Or if when one of them won, like, they ate the victim, like, the loser, that would be okay.
Like,
I would enjoy
that. Can you imagine
that.
Ash just eating everybody? What in the world?
Eating a caterpillar, a giant
No, like,
lizard.
The Pokemon eats the other Pokemon, not the person.
You're talking about the other person.
I mean, the person's got to eat, too.
I thought he was talking about the person eats the person. I'm like, gang, what?
Go over there and just hack that Squirtle up and fry him in front of their owner. You got to watch. You lost.
Hey, at least he knows what a Pokemon is. All you know is probably Pikachu.
Charizard.
Oh, good job. All right, I'll give it to him.
What's is it Meowto?
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. Yeah. Whatever. Meow.
No, I usually could name all of them, but, like, I saw one yesterday. I was like, Sissy, I have no idea who that is.
See, I know some, like, I don't think I had any friends that were into it, but I had some people that were in some of the younger classes than me that were into it. And it just never, I was like a 90s X-Men kid.
My first console was, as I was told, it was a Nintendo 64, I think. Something like that. I played one of the old ones.
He come in at like the start of like upper tier gaming systems. Like Nintendo 64 was one of the first that was like had a bunch of games.
Well, when Dylan was born,
better graphics.
They had Xbox and
PlayStation. I think PlayStation 2 came out a little while too, or might have been.
I started out on Atari. Had a regular Nintendo, then my cousin had a Super Nintendo that I played a lot, then I had a Sega.
I might have had the Sega.
Original Sega, and then I had the Sega Dreamcast for a while, but it didn't last very long at all. And
the only one I really remember is PlayStation 2, and I was pretty good at Call of Duty World of War.
See, I didn't have a PlayStation 2. Now my I guess, cousin, stepbrother, or whatever, he had a PlayStation and a PlayStation 2. So I played with him a lot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he wasn't around long. And then somehow I wound up with his PlayStation 2. I don't know whether he left it with me or I stole it one. I hope I didn't steal it. That would have been rude of me. And then that's when I started actually playing games. And then I had a PlayStation 3 when they first come out, but I just played it for the game I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I took it back.
Never, I skipped PlayStation 3. I went to Xbox.
We had some Xboxes too. But it was always, it's always game system comes out 2 years later when people have worn them out and they can't, like all of our PlayStation 3s were because I fixed most of them after the ones that we actually got that we own now.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 4, the original one we had, was because someone gave it to me and I fixed it. And so, like, I don't know, I didn't, I guess I had a bunch of kids.
We never had a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, we didn't.
What?
You did.
I did. We didn't.
Then all of them were threes, I guess. There's still a couple of them over there in the box.
There's PS4s down there, but we never fixed them. Because they needed new power drives or whatever.
Okay. Now, I thought we put a power supply in one.
We only fixed the PS3s.
I mean, I don't really remember. That's like somebody the other day was, who was, you was talking about Monica. I was like, I need a PC. I got to have me a desktop. And I'm like, there's one, there's one, there's one, there's one.
He needs him a good one.
I tell you what. You buy me one, I'll play on it with you. Yeah.
What about this rich friend, huh? What's going on?
Now, if I ever upgrade, okay, maybe.
Now, there's one. I have one case over there. Actually, I think I have three cases that we could easily throw you a good motherboard and some RAM, good processor and all that in. Cost about $600.
$600 more than I have to spend.
Oh, come on, Mally. You
quit
spare a
quit
bit.
Dropping $50 a week on cards in 12
a
weeks.
Week?
We got you a computer.
I spent $50 on cards.
It's a lot, Mally.
Once this month.
I don't know why you did that.
I know. I'm just pretending like you got $50 a week to put back.
Oh, he should have done that. I tried to stop him.
No, you didn't.
I tried to stop him. He was like, don't spend more money.
I knew I was going to get something good. I just knew I should have bought one more.
Oh, you're a gambling addict now. I see how it is.
That's what those guys behind us, the ones from Cooper Still. I heard Unamas, and I was like, do it.
one of the packs, $23 a pack.
Only bought one of those.
Insane.
The rest was like, the second one was like, I think 18. The other one was 15. Bought one of those.
Didn't buy any of those.
And then there was like some $8 and $7.
That's
I bought
too
two
expensive.
Of those.
I don't understand it.
$5 for 12 cards. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Well, I like the, yes, you could build a deck like everybody else uses, or you could build a deck of your own and have a little flair.
What people really use them for is it's called a scouter.
Scalpers.
Scalpers, and they're
I thought they would make us like open it right, all of them right there and there, because that's what some people do.
So people go in there and buy them all out, and then once all the new packs are sold out, then they go online and list them.
Or what they'll do is they'll open the pack, take all the good and expensive cards out, reseal it, sell it to people.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, scalpers suck. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a scalper, you suck.
Die in a ditch.
Okay.
So is there a market for selling the cards, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that's okay to sell them if you open the pack and you kept the rest.
Yeah, if you, like, let's say he found a person who's willing to buy his jewelry Bonnie for like $2,000. I would probably take that deal.
No one's buying that thing for $2,000.
You'd be surprised.
Well, like, the thing is, like, because the American cards, they only make so many of them.
Yeah, which suck.
Because, like, the ones they produce.
I was surprised they had
the ones they make in Japan, like, they just keep making them, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But the ones they have to reprint in English, they only make so many.
So they're like limited runs. Mm-hmm. So it makes it even worse.
Yeah. So like that card I have should just.
Would there be a market for just dropping 10 grand in cards, waiting a year, opening them and selling all the high cards?
Probably.
But I wouldn't wait to open them. If you got a bunch of, what if you spent 10 grand, you get nothing?
There's a chance of that. I mean, if you spend 10 grand, you don't get nothing. You should never do anything.
Well, I'm never gamble again, bro.
I'm not talking about 10 grand at once. I'm saying you buy $500 worth of cards every time they drop.
Oh.
That's called being a scalper.
No, because if you're going to open them, I wouldn't call that a scalper. Because if you're just going to go behind and, like, sell those cards eventually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, say if you spent $500 and you got $1,000 worth of cards through four or five, you know, expensive cards in there, and you sold those. Is the chances of you getting higher cards that high?
I need another Kuma.
I'll probably give you three because I don't play River.
You think I need another Kuma, right?
I'll give you two more.
You think I need it though, right?
I'm not fighting you if you do, but
I have no clue what you're talking
about. So, like, one of my decks.
Stupid OP card.
Right. On his turn, I can rest the card and I can get an extra life. If he KOs it, I get an extra life. The second I play it down, I get an extra life. So every time it's his turn, I can rest it and get an extra life.
Yeah. And, like, you start at five. So let's say I didn't hit him once. Huh?
Four.
Oh, yeah, four. Let's say I didn't hit him once. My turn. That's five. I maybe KO it. That's six now. If I don't, then what was it? No, when you lay it down, you get one, right? Mm-hmm. When he lays it down, he gets one. So that's already five right there. When it's back to my turn, that's six.
So every hit takes a life off, I guess?
No. If I can't counter the attack.
He can't counter it.
That would be a hit, like a direct hit.
Well, okay, so let's say, okay. For instance, do you know any of the One Piece characters? I don't know.
Just say names, it'll be all right.
Luffy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows Luffy.
Well, let's say Luffy's the leader, right? And let's say Zoro is just a character. If I hit Zoro, he can try to counter it. If not, then...
Zoro? So only if he's rested.
Yeah, only if he's rested, my bad. If he's rested and I hit him, he can either try to save that Zoro, or he can be like, okay, you can have him, take him. He doesn't lose a life, he just loses that card. Goes to the trash pile. But if I hit the leader, and it can be rested, it can be standing, either one. If I hit the leader, I lost my train of thought.
If he hits the leader and I don't counter it, then I take a life.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And if he counters it.
I was confused by that. But basically, that card allows you to just accrue life.
Yeah.
It's just over and over and over.
If I give him, because I have two more at the house. So if I give him two more,
the thing is, like,
three.
Every time it's his turn, I rest it and I can add a life, but I can do it when I want.
Does that like multiply? So if you have three on the board,
I just rest all three.
That would suck.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to play and explain as you play one point.
I'll be down.
I cooked Kiri the other day.
How good is Kiri?
She's horrible. I was teaching her how to play.
Oh, well, he whipped a toddler, and he's proud of it.
Well, me and him fought, what, last week?
Yeah, I know it was insanely evenly matched, but obviously I won.
I like my Rosadante deck. I need to bring that back out.
Obviously I won, though.
You did not win against that Rosadante.
Yeah, but that one was pretty even, too.
It was even. It was a good fight. But that Rosadante, I did something beautiful with that deck.
I still don't understand it.
Okay, I made it, so it's kind of like my own flair, kind of.
I used to spend hours watching people play Magic. And I enjoyed watching their interaction with each other, them bantering back and forth, yelling at each other, and flipping the table and getting pissed off and all that. Like, I enjoyed watching that aspect of it. But even when I tried to pay attention to the game and be like, this is, like, I understood the rules and I knew how to play it and all, but it was like, I don't find it fun.
I don't blame you. I do not understand Magic at all. Now, I can understand a little bit of Pokemon, but I mainly understand,
like, Witchcraft or, like, what kind of Magic are we talking about?
Oh, Magic the Gathering. Can't work out of that one, can you?
Why are we gathering Magic?
I like card games and stuff.
I like Rummy. Rummy's pretty far.
Yeah, I like Rummy.
Y'all need to learn to play Rook.
I can play Rook.
Okay.
I don't think I ever played Rook.
You're going to have to refresh me.
I don't remember how.
We're going to have to get Mama. Okay, we'll look up the rules.
I think we should play Uno.
No, but like you two should be a team, and then me and Mama.
I don't want to embarrass you.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Sorry, but we got
how synergy. Many times you
we
beat
got,
me
we
at
got
Rummy?
Synergy over here.
How many times? Every time you play.
What you do not.
Yes, I do.
I'll mop the floor
they're
with you.
They're mad because I always have more points in my hand than
hey,
they do.
You've never fought me before, so we can run the ones, bro.
He's talking about like I always have more cards in my hand, so I pretty much win.
No. It's the points we're going for.
Oh. No fists.
I always have negative points.
I mean, we'll roll the mats out. We got to move somebody's motorcycles around. I'm going to try to get back on that one here soon, if I can actually get some time to be at my house.
Mm-hmm. I just start doing the podcast like this.
Nobody cares.
No one really cares. I don't think nobody's going to watch this episode anyway.
You got a radio face anyways.
That's true.
Welcome to, what's our name again? The Cunning Buffoons Podcast.
What's our name again?
What's my name? I don't
say
know.
My name. Say
no,
my
don't
name.
Start that crap.
You're acting kind of shady. Calling me big. If I do this, I'm going to end up asleep at every podcast.
We're half asleep now. We need our producer back.
Dad's going to go on one of his rants, and I'm just going to.
We can't do anything. I might have to work tonight, so I would have done it later, but he's leaving. Like
he talks about my rants, but yet at night, he'll come in there in the living room and just flop down and just go on a 10-minute rant about something.
At night?
Sounds about right.
When's the last time I did that?
Last night. I come in there to sit in my chair, and you come in there and you just talk.
He calls me every night and just rants. I know how it feels. Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, I ain't never complained a day in my life. Complain about me complaining. Deck on people.
The last time I called you was because I couldn't turn the freaking headset off on you.
I was so confused. I was like, this guy never calls me. What does this guy want? Because I was watching One Piece. I was like, I was like tempting. I was like, I'm not going to answer. But I answered.
That would have been me like calling you, telling you I put your bike into a tree.
Yeah.
One time you don't answer. It's like, I thought my knee would be able to handle it, but now I'm missing my leg, and I need your help, Dylan. Oh, that's what?
That stupid is so, that is pissing me off.
What?
That Saturday?
What Saturday?
We're going to have a bunch of black belts come up,
oh.
Learn a bunch of stuff.
You might be able to, like, at least roll technique by
that's
December.
That's freaking annoying. I was actually like so mad when he started talking about that.
Dude, him and Big Zach. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
He's hurt right now too. So like during adult class, you'll be rolling and like Zach, he'll show up, he'll come sit down and he just looks like a lost puppy staring at everybody. And you'll look over and you see Malachi over going. It sucks when you want to be out there and you can't be, especially when you go and watch and you're just like, man, that looks like fun.
It does.
How much longer do they think you got?
Oh.
The whatever people.
Oh, no, I don't be asking them. I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't be asking them.
Today he was like, you want to get better faster, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, we're doing leg lifts, but you're doing them on you're doing them all four ways.
So basically, he notices that you're, he has probably noticed your improvement and sees that you're actually doing the exercises at home and that you're willing to actually put in the work. So he's probably like, yeah, this kid can, you know, he can get himself healed up and get on back. But some people aren't willing to do the work, and you can tell they don't do the exercises at home.
I'm probably not going to do them tomorrow.
Why not?
I have to do them three times a day.
Do them three times a day.
I'm not about to just lay down in the middle of the Clyde York and just start.
Tell them you need to run back to the cabin and do your PT. Tell them they won't care.
You don't know the all-star people.
And tell them to take a piss.
I've never been invited to one of them. They said, do you need any other accommodations?
No, that's for Congress.
Oh, so that's not for this?
No. You think I told them I had a knee problem?
You should have.
I don't care. I'm going to bring my crutches. If I start hurting, I'll crutch around.
I know. That's exactly why I'm side-eyeing you both. You ain't even got to whisper to him. I already know you're not going to use your crutches.
The only way I'll use my crutches is if one particular person makes me.
All right. One particular person.
You know who you are.
Yeah, but this ain't going to come out till next
week. I know, but when she's listening, no, it comes out Sunday.
Why?
Because we're not a week ahead, because we missed a week.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. You lost the recording because we did not miss a week.
Yeah, I
noticed that because the one we recorded came out this week that we recorded last week, and I was like, what? But we have not missed a week.
I swear we haven't.
Okay, then I'm going to check that out.
We have not missed a week, I swear.
Okay, there may be a lost episode coming up.
That or I think we have one too.
Well, that's how we got ahead, because we halved the we did a two part out of the guest.
Malachi.
Yeah.
Then we should be ahead still.
Yeah.
We should be 2 weeks ahead because we did that and then we did another one a while back.
Then I must have messed something up or missed something.
We're at least 1 week ahead.
Are you sure?
Potentially two.
No.
Not two.
I feel like it's potentially.
We can figure out. But I would, I mean, if we're a week ahead, that'd be awesome. I'll go ahead and get that put in there. If we're not, I'd like to get 2 weeks ahead.
I like a microwavable hot dog.
Shut up.
Okay, so basically, Dad, I think grease, like, I can't do grease anymore.
Yeah, it was weird. His plate or his to-go box felt heavy. Strange.
I eat four.
Actually, don't let him lie. He ate like four, maybe four and a half. And then, shut up. And then he ate like one of mine each.
Yeah, because the grease, it like.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, don't worry. See,
I used to. When
you got 15 in there.
Before I had my gallbladder out, grease would destroy me. I'd hurt for a day and a half, too.
It's not that bad. Out. It's not that bad.
You can take it out. I'll do it for free.
Bet.
All right. Come
here. Where's my gallbladder at?
Yeah, do you know where the gallbladder is?
It's right over here.
Hey, I was right. Right.
No, you're not. Other side. Right. Yeah, other
yes.
Side.
Oh, God. That's my liver. No.
You don't need that either.
I mean, it's one of the only organs that'll regrow itself.
Should we test that?
Yeah, I think we should. I'll do it if you do it. You gotta go first.
Ladies first.
I already said it.
The only way I'm allowing this is if A, I don't know what's actually happening. B, I hope you're joking. But C, you at least have to cook and try your own liver.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's weird. I'll try Dylan's.
I'll try yours.
Okay, that'll work. I'll let that be. That'll be all right. But no, no cannibalism.
Huh? I'm pretty sure that's cannibalism, man.
I said no cannibalism. What
if
did
you're
you think?
Trying your liver? That's pretty sure it's cannibalism.
If you're eating someone else's liver, it's cannibalism. If you're eating your own liver, it's just weird.
Well, then we're cannibalists because I'm going to eat his. He's going to eat mine.
I know. And then
eating your own is cannibalism. Eating human is cannibalism.
I don't, like, it just doesn't seem right to me. That's because, like, shooting yourself is just murder, but they call it suicide.
Because it's stupid.
Yeah. It is. But
it starts with an S, so it means it's suicide, which is stupid.
I would agree with you. But at the same time, like.
But I've never been there.
I have. Been down some dark paths.
I'm a happy camper.
It's funny because I've never seen you camping. Is that why you're so mad?
I don't know, probably.
I mean, we got plenty of wood. Set your tent up.
I know what I'm going to do if I don't go to work tonight. I'm going to go to sleep, wake up, and then I'm going to go outside and start a fire. It's been a minute since I've just stared into a fire.
Well, just don't jump in.
Well, hang on. No, I started a fire when we were out there.
But just don't jump in. Wow. That gets me, like, I'm like, that looks really cozy.
Almost cinch my eyebrow.
It's so warm.
I just want to go. He's going to be working at a smelting plant one day and just, oh, that furnace.
No, not like that.
God.
Like you will.
No, that's like, oh, that furnace.
No, not like that. I didn't
just
say it
got
like that.
All sexual all of a sudden.
That's how Dad said it.
I didn't mean to get sexual.
You sounded. I'm talking like, you know, like, just like sleepy.
We all look high like we took some gummies. I just like to point this out. You did. He looks like he did. I'm pretty sure I look like I did.
People mistake me being chill for me being a stoner.
Same.
At the soup kitchen all the time, people are like, are you a stoner, dude? I'm like.
The people that are in there for getting called being stoners.
I'm like, I'm just a happy guy.
I get asked at work, Dylan, you're doing weed, aren't you? No. Why are your eyes bloodshot red? I don't know. So I've always been.
Yeah, I've always.
And then they're like, you hit some weed or however they say. I forget how they say it.
Hit a pin.
Yeah, hit a pin or whatever on lunch break. I was like, yep. At this point, I just accept it. Yeah, totally.
They're like, I'm pissing a cup.
I will.
Pee in their cup and walk away.
And guess who will probably not pass? It'd be my luck that I do not pass. And I've never done it.
How would you not pass then?
Well, there's like.
We're like the random guys who produce our own.
Yeah.
There's
a way you can. I forget what it's called, what causes it, but there's. That can happen.
There's people that also produce their own alcohol.
Yeah, which would suck.
There's a dude just like always drunk.
That would be my luck. I get pulled over for the first time.
Then there's a small percent of the population who don't produce their own alcohol, but alcohol actually improves their functioning. Up to a certain extent. You can always overindulge.
Like that time.
That time you overindulged?
I don't know what I was talking about.
Bro, what?
Where are you at today, man? Have you been in my gummies?
I was wondering where he was going to go with that.
Jeez. He's like, hey, man. I'm getting ready for going to camp, man. You ever been to camp, man?
Would you eat a Scooby snack? I would eat those.
No, dude.
Dogs are eating.
I don't care. Look, if Shaggy
dude,
can eat it,
but,
I can
no,
eat
let's
it.
Be real.
Some Your bro, uncle Shaggy, used to eat dog treats.
There's something wrong with Shaggy, because we got to think about it, right?
He looks like my dad.
That was a grown man just eating dog treats.
He was a stoner.
I'm talking to his dog.
Yeah, he was higher than a friggin' kite.
They all were if they're talking
well,
to
Well, here's
dog.
The difference. I'm kite higher than a freaking
Bro, what?
Oh.
I'm going to go home, guys.
I think
I'll have a good episode.
I think he checks out during the episodes now because he's like, now I got to watch what I say. So if everything I say is cryptic and weird, nobody will really understand what I mean.
I'm pulling out my inner Bob Dylan.
Inner Bob Dylan? Okay. He's like, I'm going to pull out some stuff, man. And then we're going to talk about things. And the more we things to talk about.
Well, hey, Bob Dylan was hot.
There's a lot of the music from the like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s that there's no other way for that music to be produced other than someone being blown out of their friggin' mind on something.
Fly like an eagle.
Them dudes were hiring guides.
I want to fly like an eagle.
The people who made a Plateau, they have to be high, right? Had to.
Nothing on the top.
Plateau has a meaning. You just don't understand it.
Birds. That one?
Well, what did he just say?
Seen a lot up there.
Plateau has a meaning.
Scared.
It might have a meaning, but.
It's like searching for something. What is it searching for? Like
weird stuff in it.
I can't remember.
Mom explained it to me, I think.
Is that the one you're talking about, though?
Yeah.
Like they had to be high riding that though, just a little bit. Might not have been a lot.
I didn't say they weren't,
but probably a little bit. That's what I'm saying.
Or heartbroken.
Yeah, sure.
There's a lot of heartbroken, and I think there's a lot of anger in a lot of different music. But like you know, Irish. Ain't No Sunshine had to be heartbreak.
Would you call Irish heartbroken, or would that be
Irish?
Iris.
Iris.
Give up. Yes.
Touch you.
Just want song. You to know who I am.
I don't play that on guitar.
Start playing more, Dylan. Do you have a guitar?
No.
Then we need to find you a guitar.
You were there when I bought my guitar.
Oh, then why aren't you playing it more?
Because
we suck.
I do suck.
Play more.
I don't have a Claymore.
Play more with your Claymore. Oh, crap. There went my kids.
I want a Claymore.
They're fun.
And then I want to play more.
I want to.
No, but seriously. You like, know, like, you want to like, be better at guitar?
And you like.
A mortar?
Yeah. Good job.
I want them thingies. But I want to like.
Pretty sure they're illegal.
But I want to like have Dylan standing at the other end of the field.
If you shoot a watermelon, okay.
No.
I don't feel like getting blown up.
If you catch it gently enough, it won't blow up.
Look, he shoots a watermelon first. I might think about letting him shoot a bomb at me next. Maybe.
I have always wanted
How
to build
How big
a...
is the mortar?
I've always wanted to build a pumpkin cannon.
Done. You want to be like the new... What was the cannonball guy's name?
What?
The guy who would just take cannonballs to the chest.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Or the stomach or whatever.
Cannonballs?
Yeah. Maybe. Like circuses and stuff. Yeah,
he was like stupid.
Yeah, he was just
He was like retarded,
no,
man.
It didn't hurt him or whatever, but like.
I'm pretty sure he died because it hurt him.
Well, yeah, like over time. I don't remember, but.
I'm pretty sure he got too cocky and was like, all right, bring it on. And then just it caused internal bleeding. Pretty sure that's how he died.
He didn't have someone that loaded the cannon right, I guarantee you.
I can't remember.
It was a trick with a light loaded cannon.
So, Dylan, if we make a pumpkin cannon, can we shoot pumpkins at you? Like, think about it. A pumpkin to the gut never hurt nobody.
Can I use three swords, Dylan?
Yeah, I'll give you three swords.
All right, bet.
Where are you holding a third?
My mouth, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
You can hold a sword up with your mouth and
exactly.
swing it?
Now, the only problem is that.
You're not going to, like, furry it and have a tail?
I have to, like. Dang it, I'm working tonight. But the only problem is that I have to, like, you know, hold my head like this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could just furry it and have a tail.
I mean, yeah.
No.
I could.
Do front flips at the pumpkins.
It would work eventually.
Eventually? Yeah, after you were dead.
I don't think it'd kill you.
A pumpkin?
Yeah, you're good.
Dude, I'm talking about a cannon that'll launch a pumpkin like 300 yards.
Yeah, and Dylan's standing at 300 yards.
At 300 yards, you throw an object that's 5 to 20 pounds. Let's just say it's 10 pounds at 300 yards. The force just to throw that object is going to hit him retardedly hard.
Dylan, you're fine. Don't snap.
So we're aiming for his legs.
Not if I cut it first.
This is what I'm saying. He's stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
We can do, like, golf balls instead, if you'd rather.
I don't know if I can cut those.
What we need to do is get the Crown Vic Doom Buggy like I want to do.
Ooh, baseballs.
Put good five-point harnesses in it.
Sorry.
And then we get out in the front field, or we find somebody with a bigger field that's willing to let us tear it up, and we take turns seeing if we can flip it.
I'm 100% winning.
I don't know.
Dylan be the last one to flip it.
I don't know. I don't think I could flip it easily.
Well, actually, I don't know, because Dylan's counter steering is kind of trash.
So I'm going to tell you right now, with it doom buggied like I want to do it and being somewhat lighter, I don't know if we'll be able to, unless we, like, dead hit something.
Don't worry, I got it.
Oh, I've had that... I could roll that thing down Dylan's hill.
Well, anybody can flip it down a freaking hill. I'm talking about, like, on flat ground.
If I hit going down that hill fast enough. I can roll it down that hill. I was thinking, like, you know that where that bank was? Did he tear that out? I can't remember.
I got to find an alternator for it.
So, down Dylan's hill, there's just, like, this bank right before that curve. Just.
I do want to see how it's going to perform.
I'm just going to hit it.
Because I want to put tires on it that will raise it about 4 or 5 inches.
That's gay.
I was thinking.
So, for the field?
Okay, I guess that's all right.
But then the way I want to, and I want to relax the struts, I want to relax the struts to allow the frame to sit a little lower. And it already handles like a dream anyways. It's a daggum cop car.
Don't worry. I'll just hit a tree constantly. I'll mess it up. Don't worry.
I've had that thing at 60 mile an hour and slung it sideways, and it's still not barely even spin out.
If I hit a tree at 65 miles an hour, I promise you, it's I'm going to die,
like,
and it's going to be messed up.
The goal is not to destroy
the
car.
Like, it's an automatic, too.
I thought we were.
Exactly. I ain't got to be like.
I thought the whole point was to destroy the car.
No, the goal is to flip it back over and drive it more.
Yeah, because it's just a roll cage, so it's made to be flipped.
Yeah.
Why do you want to hit a tree?
What is wrong with you? Why do you want to destroy my Crown Vic, man?
That'd be fun.
Good. It probably would be fun.
See, told you. Wrap around a tree. That thing would be awesome.
But yeah, we need to get started on that thing. I need to go get an alternator for it. We got enough room to scooch it in here. Once we cut the nose and tail off of it.
No, you don't.
Dude, I have had my truck, all of the tools that are outside, most of the tools that are back there, every tool in here right now, and 7 motorcycles in this shop.
Yeah, but have you seen it right now?
Oh, trust me. I can make it fit.
Without moving anything.
No, I'm going to have to move stuff. I'm going to have to move a whole lot of
okay.
stuff. Okay. The next podcast episode will look like an episode of Hoarders.
Probably. I want my motorcycle just sitting on the table.
No, you're going to have to sit on your motorcycle.
Okay.
I'm gonna drill your mount into your tank.
Please don't.
That'd be crazy.
That would suck.
I need to take that thing out this weekend. Put the miles on them ties.
I need my title.
Hey. Good job.
Do you have his number?
I think so.
I'm going to have him, because he told me to call me back, but I'm going to have him call you this weekend.
Okay.
And if he has the title on my bike ready, you and Dylan can go get him.
Okay. So you got to work tonight, dang it. If you didn't have to work, I was going to see if you wanted to come help me move some tanks tomorrow.
When?
Probably in the morning, 8 or 9.
I'll be off at 3 tonight. We just go in for half a day, half a night. Yeah.
Half a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, holler at me in the morning if I ain't moved them yet. Because we've got to figure out how to scooch them. Like, once we get them to the door, I'm just going to drag them out, use a skid loader, throw them on a trailer.
What tanks?
It's the biodiesel tanks down the road.
Yeah.
They're all stainless. And they're all one big unit. So I'm going to take all the biodiesel stuff. I traded labor for it a long time ago. I just ain't had time to pick it up. And then
Sufons.
Yeah, then we're going to bring it here, and then over the next week, probably, I'm going to strip the tanks, all the insulation off of them. I'm going to clean the tanks, and I'm going to burn them out, and then I'm going to use the big stainless tanks to make a giant smoker.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Giant smoker.
Yeah, just because I'll be off at 3. I might go home and get a little bit of
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, go home, sleep, holler at me 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning if you're up.
Yeah, can do.
All right. You want me to go check the time?
Yeah.
I'll go check the time, and I will peruse real quick and see if we got an episode that's lost.
But if we're out of time, just go ahead and tell us.
I understand.
I could use the bathroom.
Yeah, y'all should all play
Raid Shadow Legends. Today's sponsor. Dude, like, no one's playing that game. How are they sponsoring people?
Apparently a lot of people are. Apparently, there's like millions. Now, I used to play because everybody was like hyping it up. And then I was like, this game sucks.
What are we at?
You're not done.
That's not an answer. What are we at?
Yeah, bro.
40. Okay.
I need to leave soon.
Now.
Can we wrap it up at 40?
Yeah, y'all go ahead and wrap it up. I'm trying to see if.
Hang on.
Oh, are we getting our sponsorship from Raid Shadow?
Yeah.
Okay. There's Adam. 1, 2, 3. 6, 7.
Shut the freak up.
He said it, not me. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think we're missing an episode.
Really? It's not like we said that like three times.
What are you doing?
Yeah, but how do we figure out which one?
Good question.
Because you released the wrong episode the other day. Yeah. Because I noticed.
Yeah, same.
Like, subscribe, comment, share.
And don't touch.
Someone's hair.
Don't touch your underwear.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, dude, like, so you can change it.
No, don't touch your underwear this week.
Well, you vile if you don't touch your underwear.
I'm touching my underwear, but y'all can't.
Type shit.